Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined this half hour by Angela Lang, Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities. We were talking about Donald Trump and the federalization of police forces. He's going to send troops to Chicago. There's a decision out of Southern California today saying he's violating the Posse Comitatus Act. You can't use federal military for civilian law enforcement. You cannot use federal military for federal immigration enforcement. There are rules, believe it or not. And I got a great text from Mark from Sussex, one of our conservative listeners and callers. He's saying this: listen, if there are problems with public safety because of Donald Trump's cuts to programs that are about intervention, again, rehabilitation programs, drug treat, all these different elements that we're talking about that help with violence prevention, then these cities would have been perfectly safe before Donald Trump. And he says, what a load of crap. And I just wanted to respond to Mark, Angela, and give you an opportunity as well. First of all, that is literally creating a straw man argument. Neither I nor Angela have ever said we right. have perfection in large right. urban environments. There's not a city, a large urban environment, with this many guns, by the way, in the world that has a zero crime rate. And I'm talking about even in places with very oppressive totalitarian regimes. It just doesn't mm-hmm. exist. So what you're talking about is what are the circumstances that will actually lead to lasting true public safety improvements, because no one, again, the red herring here, the straw man is that, oh, Democrats want what? Like crime-ridden streets? That's just stupid. He's selling you rhetoric. Everyone deserves and demands, right, safety and freedom, right, and good opportunities. And the question is what actually works to get there. This is not the way to get to long-term public safety. Your thoughts on Mark's comments?
Yeah, thanks, Mark, because it gives me a chance to even explain and connect the dots even more. I think previously the words I even used was I've been saying this for years, right? Implying that we've been talking and having this conversation for years. And I've been ED of Block since 2017 and have been doing this work for a lot longer than that. And so you can pull my record. I've said that this has been a problem and that we need to actually invest in our communities and not spend, at least in the city of Milwaukee, almost half of the city budget to law enforcement. And that if we want to actually get to the root causes of crime, we should talk about investing into our communities with various services. That is something I specifically have said for 7+ years, specifically at Block and other roles. And adding on a plus one to what you said, Maggie, is we've never said that crime was zero at all. But what we are saying is that watch how things are going to get worse when people continue to struggle, when they can't make ends meet, when they lose their affordable housing, when they lose access to childcare or mental health services. We are going to see things get worse. We're not saying that things were perfect beforehand, but we're going to see the lasting effects of these current policies. So thanks, Mark, for allowing me to break that down a little more.
I'm always happy for those texts and comments. And Mark is specifically focusing on a phrase, because of Trump's cuts. What Angela and I were attributing to because of Trump's cuts was that you know that this has nothing to do with public safety because right. of Trump's cuts to all of these things that actually help create lasting increases in public safety in all neighborhoods. And that's the hypocrisy. That's how you know it's a lie. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Charles from Milwaukee on the line. Charles, go ahead.
Hey, Maggie and Angela. Three quick okay. points. If he was worried about crime, he'd walk down the street and turn himself in first, because he's a crook. He's a criminal. Second, if he was worried about crime, he'd go to the red states and take care of crime there. That's the worst. And third, if he was worried about crime, that's why I get tired of people like Mark and CJ with their comments about Trump is the best. He wouldn't have pardoned all of those people that broke into the Capitol and was out to kill Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi. Some of those people committed serious crimes. One of them was one of the biggest fentanyl dealers around, and he's walking mm-hmm. the streets now.
Yeah. So Thanks so much, Charles. We got CJ on the line. CJ, what do you say to Charles? If Donald Trump was all about public safety, why is it okay to beat cops on January 6th, but not okay today in the streets of Washington, D.C.?
Well, I think the numbers speak for themselves.
Hang on. The numbers on crime show slow improvement, not enough. But my question was really specific. If Donald Trump was serious about crime, then why was it okay for him to pardon people who beat police officers? And that's okay on a date that happened to be January 6th, when it was people that supported him, but someone that beats a cop now, he wants the death penalty for? Make that make sense, Mark. Excuse me, CJ. Pardon me, sir.
You call me sir as you shut my mic off every time I try to answer the way you want me to answer. Well, the numbers for the mayor from D.C. show that it worked. And Putzer, you know, only 54 people were shot this weekend. He's doing a great job. I love hearing
CJ, sir, I would really ask you to understand that when I call you, sir, and treat you with respect, it's because I want us to deal with the inconsistencies. Angela and I have both said, excuse me. Angela and I have both said in this segment that we have work to do on crime. And I'm asking you, sir, to address your best president in history's hypocrisy. You refuse to do so. And I think that, sir, reveals a great amount about the hypocrisy that plagues all of MAGA and your logic itself. I can admit where we need improvements, why can't you, CJ? I welcome you back tomorrow. Folks, I got to say goodbye to Angela because we've got the lady that did the big upset in Iowa. We are joined by Caitlin Dre. Don't go anywhere. There is light at the end of this dark tunnel. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.